Turn with us in the book of Acts, chapter number 3. Acts chapter number 3. We do appreciate God's Word. I love God's Word, don't you? What a blessing it is. We'll begin reading for time's sake at verse number 12. The Bible says, "And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, 'Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you and killed the Prince of Life whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name through faith in his name hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of y'all. And now, brethren, I want that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before hath showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive unto the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began." I want to preach today, if God will be my help for a few minutes, on a time of restitution. Times of restitution. As we look at this and we see the Word of God, and you know the story, Peter and John's going down to the temple at the third hour to worship and prayer, to ninth hour to pray, and said they see this man crippled, and he's a beggar sitting there looking for something. Amen. Praise God. I want to say there's a lost and a dying world today that's a sitting on the sidelines, and they're a looking for something. Amen. They're looking for some hope. They're looking for some confidence. They're looking for something. And they're looking a lot of times at you and I, if Peter and John would have not paid any attention, just went on by, this man would have not got no help. But because they stopped and took a moment of their time for him, praise God, this man received help from the Lord. I want to say that's what it's all about today. Praise God. It's just that time of refreshing, that time of restitution from God Almighty that come through Jesus Christ our Savior. Just a moment in time that it takes from our life to tell somebody about Jesus so that they might be saved. Amen. Praise God. We're running out of time, youngins. We're running the age of the dispensation of grace is upon us, and the end of it is coming quickly, and we need to be about the Father's business. Amen. We need to be seeing souls, seeking to see people get in, praise God, while they can. I don't know about you. I'd like to see everybody saved.
Amen.
Amen. There's nobody in this world that I don't like, that I hate enough. Praise God, I wouldn't want to see them saved. There's some people I just can't get along with. Amen. You are. But you know what happened if we got saved? They got the Lord Jesus and the Christ, praise God. All that would change. Amen. Praise the Lord. There'd be a difference in her heart. And so we see today the times of restitution that God offers us today. That restitution is that time of refreshing, praise God, a time of restoration. And that's what God's offering us today, to be restored. You say, how can we be restored? Praise God, be restored unto the Lord. Amen. Praise God. God wants to take a classic with you and I. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hey, they say an old car after it gets to be 30 years old is a classic. I pray God, I'm going to look around this auditorium and say, I pray God, I won't say there's a whole lot of us are classics.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And God wants to take us old classics and he wants to restore us. Praise God. I noticed Brother Matt come in this morning in a classic. Praise God. He come in driving his old blue truck. Praise God. Said he'd been parked a while, but he got done a little tinkering on it, got it to go, and praise God, there it is. I want to say, God, by the authority of God's Word, that's what he wants to do with us. He wants to tinker on us a little bit, tune us up, praise God, a classic unto the Lord, praise the Lord, that he can use us for his glory. Amen. Praise God. But he said there's a time of refreshing, a time of restitution from the presence of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hey, I want to say there's no refreshing outside of God. I will say this thing ain't going to be forever settled till Jesus comes back. But praise God, I want to tell you today that when Jesus comes again, everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be put in order. All this stuff that's out of order. I will say this whole world's out of order. But praise God, one day in a little while, Jesus Christ himself, praise God's going to come on the scene. He's going to rule with a rod of iron. And I don't care what the world wants, what the world thinks, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to rule in power. Amen. What he says will go, and there will be no arguing with him. So we ought to, my Lord, just go ahead and just get in, praise God, and say, Lord Jesus, whatever you want, that's what I'm going to do. Lord Jesus, whatever you'd like me to be, that's what I'm going to be. I'm just going to serve you for your glory. Amen. It's time that God got glory out of our lives. Praise God. A time of restitution. Praise God. A time of reconditioning. Praise the Lord. Our hearts and our mind. Amen. A condition of restitution. So what is the condition of restitution this morning? Peter tells them it's that the condition for restitution is repentance unto the Lord. Now, people get upset with you anymore if you preach repentance. Amen. We just want to run on all the time like we're running well, praise God, when there's things in our hearts and our lives and our minds, praise God, that's just not right with God. And we know it. Holy Ghost, God lives in you, praise God, shows it to you. And we just need to make restitution unto the Lord. Praise God. We need to ask God to forgive. We need to repent, amen, unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter said in verse 19, he said, repent ye therefore and be converted. Amen. That means converted means to be turned around. That means to be dressed up. That means to be taking the old junk off, praise God, and put on the new. He said, we're to take off the old cloak of sin and put on a new cloak of holiness, a holiness unto the Lord. Praise God, being what God would have us to be while we have an opportunity to be. You know, one day it's going to be too late. Amen. One day it's going to be too late to change things, but praise God, now we have an opportunity to do that. A time of restoration, praise God. What is a time of restoration? It's a time of finding favor with God. Hey, I don't know about you, but that's what I'm looking for. Amen. Praise God. I'm looking for a time of restoration. I'm looking for a time of being found pleasing to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you realize that time of refreshing, praise God, will be brought in by the millennium itself when we get to rule and reign with Jesus Christ, our Savior. And can you imagine what that's going to be like when we live in the glory, hallelujah, in the very presence of perfectness? Amen. Praise God. What a blessing that'll be when you and I can live in the perfect presence of perfectness. In the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Amen. Praise His holy name. We'll be able to see things change. We'll be able to see that land of Palestine that they're fighting over today. Praise God. We'll begin to return to its original fertility. Praise God. Where God Almighty has planted it, praise God. And we'll begin to see it the Bible says, see it blossom as a rose. We'll begin to see things, praise God, that the world, the prophets of old have longed to see. And God's a setting this thing up, youngins, for you and me in the present church age that we live, to be able to see this come to pass. We ought to be shouting praise God and praising God because we have an opportunity to see the hand of God. I don't know about you, that's exciting. Amen. From being in Israel before, years ago, and then being there a few years ago when me and Teresa got to go, we was able to see how the desert had begun to blossom, how it began to produce its fruit. You say, well, the desert don't produce fruit. It does, praise God, when God's in it. Amen. The places that were waste, Moses said were waste, barren wilderness. Praise God, glory, hallelujah. God went in there and the Israelis took a rock rake, moved the rocks out of the way, praise God, put in a sprinkler, a drip irrigation system, and now the desert, praise God, is a blossoming where it never blossomed before. I want to say, praise God, the God of glory. He's still in charge and still in control. He's still able to do all things and do them well. Praise God, we're getting ready to see God bring the country, the world, the nation, praise God, back to its original state with perfect peace and harmony. It won't happen until Jesus comes again. But he said, I'm going to bring a time of restitution, praise God, like we've never seen before. A time of restoration, praise God. Amen. We need some restoration. I believe we're getting old and rusty and decrepit. But God Almighty said He'll make it fertile again. He said He'll make it a land where milk and honey flows. Amen, glory to God. I don't know about you, I like it. I like milk and honey. Praise God, I like them both. Amen, praise God, you get milk and honey. Praise God, put that on, get you some buttered toast, put that honey on there, praise God. And you get a little dab of that on your forehead and your tongue to slap your brains out trying to get it. Amen, praise God. And the Bible tells us about that. And when we was over there a few years ago, they said that Israel, the nation of Israel, had become the number one exporter of milk and honey. Amen. Praise God. Ain't that amazing? Hell, that would line right up with God's Word. Well, what else did you expect? Hey, praise God. It'll line up all the way to the end of the way. Praise God till God brings us in the way to His way, a perfect place. And He's promised, God said He'll give us a place one day in a little while. He said, if we'll just repent and seek His face, praise God, God will move upon us, upon you and me. A lot of times we think, well, God can't do it for, He does it for this one and He does it for that one. But I want to say the same God that'll do it for this one and that one, praise God, will do it for you too. Amen. Had one time a person said they could pray, well, God would really answer their prayer. I said, well, help me pray about this. They said, well, I can't pray for that person. Amen. I said, glory, hallelujah, you pray for them. If God hear and answer your prayer, I said, we're fixed, we're good to go. Amen. Praise God, peace and harmony and love, praise God, would come on the scene and everything will be changed. I want to say when God of heaven comes in, that milk and honey begins to flow. Then there'll be peace in the valley. Isaiah 65:25 said that the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. Amen. He said, that old big bad wolf. Praise God, he's going to dwell with that little old lamb. Amen, praise God. Hey, in this world in which we live, that wolf would scarf him up. He'd dwell with him all right in his belly. Amen. But praise God, one day in a little while when Jesus comes again, praise God, there'll be perfect peace and harmony in this world. Praise God, like we've never seen it before. Creation will begin to move. Praise God, the creation itself will be delivered from this present world in which we live. Praise God, what a blessing it's going to be. Creation itself will be released from the bondage of corruption. I want to say everything around us is corrupt anymore. They talk about this Green New Deal. I want to say Green New Deal ain't going to fix nothing. Only thing it's going to make it is the perfect peace and harmony, times of restitution from the Lord God Almighty. He's the one that's going to make a difference. A time of refreshing from the Lord. When He gets here, things is going to change. When He gets here, things is going to be looking up. When He gets here, praise God, everything's going to be all right. I mean, I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to that glorious day, His appearing, when I'll see Him. Amen. A time of refreshing from the Lord. Amen. He said, repent ye therefore. He said, that's how we begin the work, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. That means be removed. He said, when the times of refreshing shall come from the what? The presence of the Lord. When's refreshing coming? If it's coming when the presence of the Lord's here. Amen. How does it come to the church today in the church age? Praise God, it comes when the presence of the Lord's here. It comes when the presence of the Lord's in your heart, when the presence of the Lord's in your life, when the presence of the Lord's in your mind. When you think about the Lord, you live for the Lord, you meditate upon the things of God, and you seek His face, praise God, while He might be found. Amen. Praise God. Times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord, praise God. A coming Savior, praise God, makes the difference. We see in verse 20, He said, He shall send Jesus Christ. Who's He? God the Father. Amen. And He shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. Amen. He said, one day in a little while, praise God, He'll come and He will not tarry. He's coming, praise God, just as sure as God's Word said He'd come. Praise God, He's a-coming, and we need to be getting ready for the second coming, Lord Jesus Christ. As we see all the turmoil, all the things that's happening all around this world, it's a light in the darkness to show us a soon-coming Savior. Praise God, one day in a little while, Brother Jeff, that eastern sky is going to illuminate. Praise God, the stars will cease their shining because the star of glory, the Lord Jesus Himself, He'll come, praise God, and all His His magnificent glory. Praise His holy name. He'll come back here to this earth to rule and reign. Praise God. What a blessed day that's going to be. I'm talking about a time of refreshing from the presence of the Lord when God Almighty comes upon the scene. When humanity, praise God, can have see the revealed Savior. Praise His holy name. Amen. The Bible says, but He's in heaven now. Amen. The Bible says, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution. Praise God. It says that heavens are holding Him now. Praise God. He's in the arms of God. He's sitting at the right hand on the throne of grace this morning to make intercession for me and you. Praise God. He said, but when heaven must receive until, praise God, until the time of restitution. Amen. Praise God. Listen, today's a time coming. God's a holding it. Praise God. In promise for me and you. Praise God. The perspective of Jesus coming. Praise God. It's just right on the fringe of taking place and happening. We just need to be ready, expecting Him to come at any minute. Paul was expecting Him to come. Peter was expecting Him to come. The disciples were expecting Him to come. Praise God. At any minute. We need to be expecting Lord Jesus to come at any minute. Praise God. The time is nigh, even at hand. We need to be getting ready, praise God, because Jesus is coming and He will not tarry. Amen. Praise God. In a moment, in a twinkling of eye, praise God, it'll be His presence will be known, praise God, all over this world. Amen. Praise God. During a time of restitution, praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's not coming, praise God, until we can He's not coming. He's not going to get it. Praise until we repent, ask God to forgive us our sin. Praise God. He's not going to overstep His bounds, but when we get ready. You say, preacher, when will we be ready? Praise God. We better be ready when Jesus comes. Amen. Praise God. We need to be, we get to the end of this thing. Praise the Lord. He said, when the heaven must receive unto the times of restitution of all things. Praise God. When we see the Lord Jesus Christ in the restitution, praise God, when we pray and ask God to forgive us our sin and expect Him, praise God, He's going to come. So we need to be ready. Praise God. We need to be expecting Him to come at any minute, just like He could come today. Amen. Until the times of restitution, times of restoration. When that time comes, praise God, the Lord Jesus will step out with a shout and a trump, praise God, and things will be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Those that are dead, praise God, in Christ will come alive, and those that are alive and remain will be caught up with Him. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, that's exciting. Amen. Airplane ride's all right, but praise God, one of the days we're going to get to take a plane air ride. Amen. Can you imagine just all of a sudden losing gravitation? I mean, all this old world that holds us down and confines us, praise God, beats us down and bombards us, praise God, is going to be released and removed, praise God, and we'll go up hither to be with the Lord. I don't know about you, praise God. That's truth. That's what God said is going to take place. That's what's going to happen, praise God. It's going to happen for you and I, praise God. It's been born again. Praise His holy name. But it ain't going to happen until the time of restitution, praise God. A time of restoration. A time when Jesus comes. He said the heavens are holding him now. It's received Him now until the times of restitution. When's it going to happen? When Jesus comes again. It's going to happen at Jesus' second coming, praise God. All things is going to be made new. He said there's going to be a restoration. Amen. Praise God. Better than restoring an old car. Amen. It's going to be made new by the Lord Jesus Christ. You see these old cars now, Matt, and they got them and they got big old rusty spots on them. So they sand them off a little bit and they put some kind of sealer on them and they leave old rusty looking spots on them all over the place. My wife said she hates that. She said, that looks awful. She said, they're rusty. I said, that's what they want them to do. They want them to stay like that because they look aged. So she said, they look awful. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad that God ain't going to do that with us. God said, there'll be no spots or blemishes on us, praise God. Everything will be made new. We'll be like Him. Amen. You say, what are you talking about, Pastor? I'm talking about you. There'll be no spot of sin, praise God, it'll be left on me. There'll be no spot of sin that'll be left on you. We'll be like our Lord and our Savior, where we can go with Him, praise God, and we can love Him and serve Him and honor Him and give Him glory for all the things that He's done for us. Because He is God, praise God. The times are coming, praise the Lord, when the Lord shall return. And when He comes, the Bible says there'll be times of refreshing from the Lord. Amen. A time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. When will that be? When Jesus comes. When we're in His presence. Praise God. I'm glad He's present. I had a fellow talk to this week and he said, preacher, said, I said, I don't know. I love the Lord. I've asked Him to save me. He said, but the Lord don't talk to me. Amen. I said, what do you mean? He said, He just doesn't talk like He does to a whole lot of people. Said, the Lord doesn't speak to me. And the funny thing was, he had just got done going through different places in the Bible, and he had quoted me scriptures that he had read and memorized, Brother Bill. But then he turned around and said, well, I just don't understand it because the Lord doesn't speak to me. I said, hold on a minute, fella. I said, what do you mean the Lord doesn't speak to you? He said, well, He just doesn't talk to me like He does a whole lot of people. I said, if He talks to people, praise God, He talks to them through the volume of His book. It's not an audible communication that we have with Him. It's the volume of the book. It's the Word of God that speaks to us. I said, you just sit there and quoted me a bunch of different scriptures. I want to say glory, hallelujah. That's a deception of the devil. Jesus Christ, the God of heaven, praise God, is speaking to you.
Amen.
Amen. He's speaking to us. He's speaking to our heart. Don't ever believe that God ain't speaking to you, because if you pick up His Word and read it, praise God, I guarantee you He'll speak to you.
Amen.
Amen. The presence of God will be revealed in your heart and in your mind. I'm talking about a refreshing, a time of refreshing from the Lord. Praise God. Now the Bible says whom the heaven must receive, verse 20, until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all His holy prophets since the world began. Now we see these holy prophets that it speaks to here. Amen. And the connecting of the times of the restitution, and they're connected with the time of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there's a bunch of people that believe that, the church is going to preach the gospel and it's just going to get better and better, and then the Lord's coming back. I won't say that's not scriptural. It's not Bible. The Bible says it's going to wax worse and worse, and then the end. You say, well, preacher, that's just negative, so we just don't want to hear that. We like the other one better. Praise God. I'm going to say it may wax worse and worse, but then it's going to get better and better. Amen. Because Jesus is coming again. The Old Testament prophets, the Bible tells us here in the book of Acts, as the church is beginning to grow and beginning to build, praise God. He said, them Old Testament saints, He said, listen, they was looking for a restitution, restoration from the Lord Jesus Christ when He comes again. Them old prophets was looking from top of the mountain, praise God, that they didn't see the valley. They didn't see the church age. They was looking to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, when He comes in glory and He's manifest in glory. That's what they was looking for. That's what they was expecting. They wasn't expecting everything to come out of the church. Praise God. I want to say praise the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to make everything well when He comes again. When the time of restitution comes upon this world from the presence of the Lord. When Jesus Christ comes to rule and reign in victory. Praise His holy name. Amen. Praise God. There'll be no kingdom brought around by the efforts of the church. The kingdom will be brought into place, praise God, from the presence of the Lord. When Jesus Christ comes to rule and reign. Amen. Praise His holy name. Soon as the times arrive, Jesus Christ Himself, praise God, is going to step out. He shall return when it's time. Amen. You say, when's it going to be time? Praise God. When Jesus says so. See, there'll be no millennium, praise God, until Jesus Christ comes back to rule and reign for 1,000 years. Amen. There'll be no start of anything, praise God, until Jesus Christ comes to rule and reign. But I want to say this morning, there'll be no time of restitution in your heart until He comes in to rule and reign in our lives. A time of restitution, a time of refreshing, a time of restoration, praise God, from the presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord makes all the difference. We got so many people that's running around in the world without any presence of the Lord. Amen. Looking for a time of restoration, looking for a time of refreshing. But the Bible says that time of refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord. If we're going to have refreshing now, it'll come when Jesus is real. Amen. When we recognize who He is, praise God, and He begins to manifest Himself in our lives. We begin to look for Him and look to Him to lead, guide, and direct us and show us His way. We'll begin to see the fertility of God and the milk and honey flowing in our lives when we begin to recognize who God is. Recognize the Lord Jesus Christ. A time of refreshing when the Lord, praise God, when the times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord. That's when it'll happen, when the presence of the Lord is real. And we ought to be praying today, church. God, please let your presence be real in my life. Amen. Be real. Not something made up, not something phony, not something that, praise God, that's not real. But he said, let it be the real presence of Christ living in my heart that makes a difference today. That's what we ought to be looking for. The times of restitution until Jesus comes. He's sitting to the right hand of the Father to make intercession for us. As Peter was telling me here, we could pray and ask God to forgive us of our sins, repent of all of our ungodly deeds that ungodly men have done, as they tell us in the Word of God. Amen. That our sins might be blotted out so that that time of refreshing from the very presence of God living in our lives that can be manifest to us, praise God, so that we can see Jesus. So when God Almighty sends His Son, His only begotten Son, praise God, back to this earth, back to you and me, when He sends His presence to be real in our hearts, we can see the power of God. Amen. When heaven, praise God, when the times of restitution of all things, now He didn't say just a few things, but He said God's going to restore all things. Everything's going to be made new. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but we hold on to a lot of stuff, don't we? Amen. Amen. We got buildings and things that's all full of stuff. I was looking the other day. I've got stuff that I'd stuck back years ago. Thought, you know, I might need that. You never know what you might need. So I got this stuff stuck back, amen, for you know, in case I need it. Might say for a rainy day. But praise God. Praise God. I'm glad they's coming today when everything's going to be made new. I mean, what are you saying? I said that to say this. Hey, I don't need all that old stuff. I'm looking for the good stuff, the new stuff from God Almighty. My wife's a grinning at me. There goes my stuff. She said, well, you said, amen. It's amazing how people only hear certain things when you preach it. But there goes all my stuff I've had squandered back for all these years. But I want to say, praise God, the most important thing I have is Lord Jesus Christ living in my heart. The attitude I have to Him, I'm looking for Him to come. Youngins, I tell you what, I believe it's not going to be long. Everything that we see taking place in the nation of Israel, everything we see taking place in the world, the wickedness that's everywhere that you look, amen, it's waxed worse and worse. And the Bible says, in the end. But praise God, I'm glad that in the end, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming. Praise God, He's coming. He's coming to get us and take us out of here. He's coming, praise God, to set up a kingdom and a millennial reign, praise God. And He's coming to this earth. One day He's going to ask us, when we get there, of course, those that's born again will be with Him when He comes and He says, hey, listen, I'm going back. Who would like to go? Who would like to go? Praise the Lord. We see this old world and the wickedness and the distress that it's in. But one day, praise God, in a time of restitution, we're going to get to see the world in which we live revived and on fire for God. Praise God. A world that's ready and willing to serve God in all His holiness. Amen. Willing to see Him as He is. And He's coming to rule and reign with a rod of iron. Amen. Coming to put down all opposition. There's a lot of opposition to God and His Word. There's a lot of opposition to the church today. Do you realize there's people in the community we live that would love to see us shut down? They'd like to see us just go plumb out of business. But praise God, I want to say there's a God of heaven that's worth it all. He's worth just staying in the good fight of faith, praise God, looking for that time of restitution, that time when Jesus Christ will come to restore all His people. But in the meantime, we've every one got loved ones that needs a restoration. Amen. They need to be cleaned up and cleaned out. They need to be saved. Washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, need clean garments, white as snow, from the Lord. Amen. From the presence. They get it from the presence of the Lord. Amen. A refreshing. We need a refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Amen. And not this old stale stuff that we carry around all the time, but a refreshing from the very presence of God. It's what you need. It's what I need. It's what our families need. And they can have it today, praise God, when we just put Him first. was talking to a man last night. He was talking about the, our families and our young'uns have all these different priorities. And I said, hold on a minute. I said, that's where we mess up. I said, there's no such thing as priorities. I said, there's a priority, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ, serving God, loving the Lord. I said, then everything else falls in place when we make Him our number one priority. Amen. Our only priority. It's an oxymoron to say that there's priorities. Amen. We need a priority in our lives. The priority ought to be God. You young people, listen to me. If you'll seek in your, when you're hunting occupation, you seek the Lord. Just seek Him with all your heart. Put Him first in your life. And I guarantee you, praise God, everything else will fall in place. Amen. Everything else will fall in place. God will make it happen because God promised He'd take care of those, praise God, that love Him, seek His face. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I know Him today, ain't you?
Amen.
I'm glad there's a time of restitution, a time of refreshing from the Lord. Amen. It's from His very presence in our hearts and our lives.